Well, I'm joined by Charlie Amesbury, standing on Edgeley Park for the last time. A fitting send-off for Sale Sharks, a fitting evening to make sure, you know, this seven side has got another date to look forward to.
We hope so. I think we're a bit disappointed to get off to a slow start. London Welsh, to be credit to them, they did put out a very strong team and they played really well, but we felt we maybe could have got a bit more from that game. Anyway, we made amends against Leicester, put eight tries against them, which I think is a really good performance against a top team such as themselves. And we had nothing to lose against Northampton. We were either in down at Bath or we weren't. So back to the wall, we came away with a win, hopefully sent the Sale Sharks fans away from Edgeley Park with a smile on their face.
How important is momentum going into the finals of this year's JP Morgan Premiership Sevens? We talk a lot about momentum in a season. How important is it, do you think, for your Sale Sharks side for a fortnight's time at the Rec?
Well, I think with Sevens, everything's momentum. As you see, we got off against a slow start against an experienced Sevens team, and London Welsh took us as the cleaners, really. We got back a couple of tries in the end, but really we gave away the game too early on. So going to the Bath game, we've got a lot of... the boys have gone through a tournament, played two really good games, two really good high-class games. We're going to come and get some better competition, but I think we stepped up a grade today, and that'll be all for the benefit to us when we go down to Bath.
You're used to stepping up the grade in Sevens. I suspect a lot of these guys aren't, but having had that evening's experience now, you're ready to be able to move it on a bit, and you can, of course, lead this team with your knowledge and experience you've gained with England Sevens.
Well, obviously, Mark East is the leader, and he's bringing a lot to the game, but Sevens is a different game to the 15s, and the boys are learning. They're on a steep learning curve, but they also know it's going to bode well when it comes to the 15s. This will develop their skills and make sure that maybe they can knock on the door for the first team. But no, under the tutorage of the older boys, i.e. Mark Easter, Will Affey, who's played a lot of Sevens, the boys are really coming on well and they showed it again in the last two games.
Beginning of a new season, the beginning of a new regime here with Brian Redpath. There's a different buzz around this place, isn't there?
Well, there really is. I mean, we put in a lot of hard work last year. Steve Diamond set up some goals and we achieved them. We got into the Heineken Cup. That was our main goal. We've now got a big new stadium. It's going to be really exciting when we go there. Brian Redcroft going to carry on with the brand of rugby, which is expansive, open, and hopefully attract the crowds back. So we're going to fill up that stadium with some entertaining rugby, put a bit of it on show here today, and hopefully it'll carry on.
Well, 7,500 people thoroughly enjoyed themselves this evening. So you'll be hoping, along with Brian Redpath, that they turn up at the City of Salford Stadium in not too many weeks' time.
I hope so, yeah. We got a big game against Leinster, one of the top teams in Europe, and we're hoping to be competing with them every year from now on.